The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Tezayin. Gemara in Daf Tezayin Amud Beis says, Rav Ami says if somebody has instead of a complete wall that goes across the entire length of the sukkah, he only has a board of wood that's 4 tefachim and a mashuhu, that's good enough for a sukkah. We know that a sukkah needs to be 7 tefachim long or 7 tefachim wide. So what the Rav Ami says, that the wall of the sukkah doesn't have to be the complete 7 tefachim, so long as it's 4 tefachim and a little bit more, and I put it within 3 tefachim of the other wall, the wall that's on the next side, the other side. In such a case, I say lavud. Lavud says that whenever there's less than 3 tefachim between two things, it's as if the area is filled up, and it's as if I have a wall that's 7 tefachim wide. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, kamash malon, the chiddush of Rav Ami is not lavud, because lavud we already know from other places, the chiddush of lavud. The chiddush of the Gemara of Ami's memra is kamash malon shir meshech sukkah, that the shir of the length of the minimum size sukkah ketana is shiva 7 tefachim. So the Gemara says here, and we know from other places earlier in the Masechta, that the minimum size that a sukkah has to be, according to the way we paskin, the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Now, this is the halacha, that a sukkah has to be 7 by 7. The question is, what exactly is the definition? How do we understand this halacha, that a sukkah needs to be 7 by 7? L'chayra, there are at least two different ways to understand it. It could be that this halacha tells us that when somebody builds a sukkah, there's a minimum shear of how large or how long his walls have to be. He has to have one wall that's 7 tefachim, and he has to have a second wall that's 7 tefachim. You need three walls, and a third wall is only a tefach. But he has to have one wall that's 7 tefachim, and another wall that's 7 tefachim. Now, if they have one wall that's 7, another wall that's 7, obviously the area inside the sukkah will be the area of 7 by 7, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. But that's only a result of the fact that the walls need to be 7 tefachim wide. And then it would say primarily the halach of 7 tefachim is the halach in the walls. The second way we could understand it is that the halacha of this, that a sukkah needs to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, is not because the walls need to be 7 tefachim. It's a shear in the area of the sukkah itself. The sukkah, the halacha says that the area of the sukkah needs to be 7 tefachim long by 7 tefachim wide. Now, it could be there's a separate halacha that says that the sukkah needs walls, and the walls have to cover the minimum length of the sukkah. Once I know that the area of the sukkah is 7 by 7, so then mimela, it comes out the halacha is that the walls also have to be 7 tefachim long. But that's only a byproduct of the fact that the area of the sukkah needs to be 7 by 7. These are two different ways how I could understand and come to observe this halacha that a sukkah needs to be 7 by 7 tefachim. Now, the actual makar that a sukkah needs to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is the Gemara earlier in Daf Gimel, and the Gemara has a machlokes over there in Daf Gimel between Mishamim and Bisilo about what the minimum size of your sukkah has to be. And the Gemara says over there that according to Bisilo, a sukkah only has to be 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, because it only has to be large enough for Rosh Veruba, for most of his head and most of his body. And his head and most of his body sitting down is 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim is good enough. Bishami disagrees. And the Gemara says, to the Rishonim say, this is one of the places where we pass like Bishami. This person has to have a sukkah that's large enough not only for Roshay, for his head and Rubay and most of his body, but also has to be large enough for a table. Small table, it's only tefach by a tefach. So besides for the 6x6 tefachim that a person sits in, you also need a tefach by a tefach for his table. The total being 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Now, the question is this the halacha that punkt just happens to be that the sukkah has to be large enough to fit a person? In Chazal measured and they said that the average person is 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, and the average small table is a tefach by a tefach. But it's not a hashir that we find, that the Gemara says earlier in Daf Hei, in Daf Vav, a whole sugya, that we know that shiurin are one of the things that are halacha l'Moshe Mitzina. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that there are certain things, when you do a mitzvah, you have to do it with a certain size, you have to eat a certain kizayis of certain foods in order to be mikayim mitzvahs, in order to yayir a certain averis. So where does this doesn't say the shir kizayis in the Torah, but at the halacha l'Moshe Mitzina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, and he passed down the Mitzvah, that these are the sizes, these are the shiurim that you have to use. Rashi and the Beis Min Aleph says there's a halacha that a sukkah can't be higher than 20 amos. Where do we get this number 20 amos? We pick number out of a hat? No. Rashi on that Beis Min Aleph says that the shear of 20 amos from the sukkah is a halacha l'moshe misina. It's one of the things that are included in the Messiah that we have. So, technically speaking, we could have said that maybe this is also a shear. The shear that of 7 tvachim, my 7 tvachim, is also a shear that was handed down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Could be, it said the reason for the shir is because it's Rosha, it's Ruba, it's Shulchanai. Could be those are the reasons for the shirim. But primarily, it would be possible to say that this is a shir that's said from Lachem Moshe Mitzina, like all other shirim. Or it could be not. It's also possible that maybe this is not one of the shirim that have a Lachem Moshe Mitzina. The Chachamim themselves came along and they measured it themselves. They said, we know there's a halacha that you have to sit in your sukkah and you have to fit. If you sit in your sukkah, you have to fit. And for whatever reason that the sugya over there says, Bishami says you also need a table. So therefore the total has to be 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. Nafkimina is a very simple one. What would be if somebody happens to be an obese person? Somebody who is larger than the average size person. The average size person will be able to manage in a sukkah that's 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. But if somebody's larger, he won't be able to fit. He won't fit in a sukkah that's 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. So for him to have to sit in a sukkah that's Rosh, Rubei, Vishulchanoi, he's going to need a larger sukkah. What happens if, let's say somebody's very small, let's say somebody, a child is a Gila Chinuch, so he has a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah, at least Midrabanan, and his sukkah, if there are no adults around, he only has to have a sukkah for himself, let's say, or whatever, or he has some small person, so conceivably, his sukkah wouldn't have to be. You wouldn't need a 6x6 tzachim to sit in such a sukkah. A sukkah just for him. If it's a sukkah is only meant for such a person, so then maybe you could have a smaller sukkah. But that's only true that the sukkah will depend, the size of the sukkah that he could be yotze with will depend on the actual size of the person. That's only true if we say that it's not halacha moshe mitzinai. It's not a set shear. It's the shear that the chachamim, they measured according to average people. But if we say it's halacha moshe mitzinai, if we say that there is such a shear that we said from Halacha Moshe Mitzina, and the Chum just explained why we have such a shear, so then the shear would be a given for all people and all sizes. That's what the different ways we can understand. So the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, the beginning of the Sechta, says clearly that this shear of Zayin al Zayin, the shear 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim, is a Halacha Moshe Mitzina. It is included in those halachas that were said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, definitely, we would definitely say that somebody who's smaller, and if smaller than the shear of 6x6 tvachim, he could sit in a sukkah that's smaller, still he would not be yotze with a smaller sukkah. He still would have to sit in a sukkah that is 7x7 tvachim. However, it's still possible that the size for the halacha moshe mitzinai, that requires a minimum size of the sukkah to be 7x7 tvachim, it's still possible that there's another halacha that the sukkah has to be able to fit each particular person's roisha viruba v'shulchanah. So if you have a big person, we wouldn't be able to extrapolate from the Rambam that a large person would be able to be yotze with the sukkah that's only 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. We would still say that you should be machmir and have a sukkah that actually fits a person's roisha viruba v'shulchanah. If we get back to the first Shiloh, is that once we've established that there is such a halacha moshe mitzinai, that the shear of 7x7 tvachim is halacha moshe mitzinai, that the shear is required, so now we can go back and say, how is the shear supposed to be defined? Is it defined as a shear in the walls, or is it defined as a shear in the area? So this is not so clear. There is a shita of the Vilna Gaon that's directly negated the sugya. The sugya over here says that you can use lavud on a wall. I could have a wall. The wall is only 4 tvachim wide. Really, I need 7 tvachim. Says the Gemara, no, you put it within 3 tvachim of the wall, and it's fine, because together with lavud, I have a machitza that's 7 tvachim wide. The Gaon shita is that in the halachas of sukkah, we know that a sukkah requires three walls. Shayin kilchosan, two walls that are the entire length of the sukkah, the regular size of the sukkah. And the third one, you could be meikel, it only has to be a tefach. You don't even need a fourth wall, three walls are enough. Me'ikir adin. So the Vilna Gaon says that this stat the Gemara says that lovet is good enough for a wall of the sukkah. The Gemara was not talking about the first two walls. The first two walls that need to be shayin kilchosan, for those walls you need complete and full walls. It's not enough to rely on walls that are made with lovet. You need a regular complete wall. So if that's the case, though, the Gemara that says that over here in our sugya that lovet is good enough, obviously it's not talking about the first two walls. It's talking about the third wall. Talking about even the fourth wall, you wouldn't need it, but at least for the third wall, you would say that it's good enough. And the place can discuss exactly the details. We won't get involved in the details of how the Vilna Gaon Shita works. Although it's clear that they're from Rishonim, the Rishonim didn't hold like this. In any event, but one thing we seem to see from the Vilna Gaon is that the Vilna Gaon seems to assume that there is a minimum shear in the wall itself, that the wall itself requires seven tzvachim, and in those seven tzvachim, it's not good enough. You can't rely on love. So it seems from the Vilna Gaon that the Vilna Gaon would hold that at the very least the shear of the seven tefachim of the sukkah is a shear in the walls. Quite possibly he'll hold that there is such a halacha in the area also, but it would seem that the Gaon at least holds there's the shear in the walls. On the other hand, we could possibly suggest to proof in the other direction, that quite possibly the shear of the seven tefachim of the sukkah is a shear in the area. The halacha is that if somebody hangs decorations in his sukkah, if the decorations of the sukkah are not placed in certain positions, they will take away from the size of the area of the sukkah. Shulchan Aruch paskins that if someone has a sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Aleph Sif Gimel, someone has a sukkah that's exactly 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, and he hung on the walls some decorations, Nosan Bo, Begodim Lenoisa, he hangs some decorations on the wall, and the decorations are thick. The decorations will start to infringe on the area of the sukkah. The sukkah is exactly 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So in such a circumstance, if I hang the decorations, I don't have 7, I have a mashu who less than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So in such a case, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, this sukkah is psula. The sukkah is psula. So what do I see from here? I see from here it's not enough to have a wall that's 7 tefachim wide. The area of the sukkah itself needs to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So much so that if I put something in the sukkah that takes away from the area, the sukkah is not kosher anymore. So we've seen this as a riot in the other direction. That the halacha that a sukkah needs to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is a halacha in the area. Not a halacha in the, could be a halacha in the walls also, but it's definitely at least a halacha in the area. However, this proof is not such a great raya, because the Bi'alach over there brings, in the name of the Primi Godim, I am Primi Godim, the Mistapik. Primi Godim is not sure if this halacha, that the sukkah is possible, when I take away, when the decorations of the sukkah take away from the area, Primi Godim is not sure if this halacha is Minat Torah or Midrabanan. It's possible that this sukkah is not kosher anymore, Minat Torah. And then we would say that the reason is that the area of the sukkah is not 7 by 7 anymore because it's been made smaller. Or Primi Godim has a tzad that the sukkah is kosher Minat Torah. It's only Midrabanan that it's not kosher. Probably because it's uncomfortable. It's not comfortable to sit in. But if that's the case, then there's no proof for Eir Shaila. Eir Shaila is a Shaila in the Halacha Minat Torah, that a sukkah needs to be 7 by 7. Is this Halacha in the area or in the walls? If I see from this Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, wouldn't prove it either way, because if it's only Din D'Rabbanan, it doesn't prove the Halacha Minat Torah of what is the shear, the minimum shear of the area that's necessary in a sukkah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.